Hello, I'm Dawn Jarvis, nutritionist and dietitian at Garden of Life. Welcome to our podcast series, Digging Deeper. In this series, I will be discussing the latest nutritional topics, and we'll also be talking to leading scientists and industry experts to bring you the very latest up-to-date scientific information, as well as provide you with some very practical nutrition tips and information. So we hope you find our podcast both enjoyable and also helpful. Thank you for joining us. Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Jarvis, and today we're going to talk about collagen. I'm here with my colleague and friend, Ryan Cornett, who I know is particularly interested in collagen, has had a lot of success using it as a dietary supplement. So hello, Ryan. How are you today?
Hey, pretty good. And I was just telling you before the podcast that I put some collagen in my smoothie, so I am fueled by collagen for this interview. So
excellent.
Dawn, I just want to start with the basics. What is collagen?
Okay, well, actually, collagen, most people probably don't realize, is the most abundant protein in the human body, and it actually makes up about 30% of the protein in the body. Of course, it's a very important structural protein. It goes towards tissues. You know, we all know that it's an important part of our skin, but it's in all the other fibrous tissues as well and throughout the body. It's basically the glue that holds the body together. Because it's fibrous, you'll find it in tendons, ligaments, as well as the dermis of the skin, as we just said, and it really is a structural scaffold that holds the body up, if you will.
Okay. So why is collagen important? Why do we want to include this into our diet?
Well, collagen, as I say, is essentially a protein. It's made up of amino acids, and we're going to talk about some very important amino acids found in collagen in a moment. But those amino acids are the building blocks that make these structural proteins in the body. So we need to take them in, digest them, get these amino acids from the collagen, and then rebuild it to make these important structural proteins. Again, it's 30% of the protein in your body. So, I mean, it's important to all of us, the lining of your gut, your eyes, all of these places. It's not just the skin, but the skin is like a mattress, and it has these cross filaments of collagen that hold it up and support it. So as we get older, we're less able to produce the collagen that keeps that mattress nice and plump, if you will. And so as the mattress starts to sink, we want to pump it up with more collagen. So nobody wants to have zagging, wrinkled skin, whether you're a man or a woman. So collagen is a benefit for everybody. And the thing is to take it when you're younger and to take it consistently, and rather than wait till you've already got the wrinkles. So collagen is very important for keeping the skin looking youthful, but that's only one of the important functions. It's important for the integrity of the gut lining. It's important for your artery walls. It's important for your eyes, your muscles, your tendons, your bones. So if you have all of the above, you need it.
Wow. I love the term that you use when you talk about collagen, that's structural scaffolding.
Yes.
Because that gives me a mental image of how the collagen works in my body, not just to build muscle, but to repair those tendons and fibers. And I think of joint health. When I think of collagen now, I think, wow, this is a great product for men and women, athletes, for people that have sore joints, that are that are aging. Really,
whether you're a man playing tennis or a man playing golf or a woman playing any sport, collagen is definitely going to be a good supply of the amino acids, because collagen's a protein. It's made up of amino acids, and those are what's needed for repair of muscles and tissues and all the different components of the joint, the cartilage and the tendon. So definitely we need collagen as a source of those amino acids.
One thing that I like to talk about with collagen is this concept of eating from nose to tail. This is the way that our ancestors used to eat. Nowadays, we eat a lot of the lean cuts of meats, like the chicken breasts and like the lean fillets of meat. And because of this, we're not getting a whole subset of amino acids that come from the fattier cuts. And so when we introduce collagen into our diet, this actually covers some of those missing amino acids that we would get in a more traditional diet. So collagen is a great way to fill those gaps. I've heard a simple ratio of 10 grams of collagen for every 100 grams of protein, and you can do up to 20 grams of collagen for every 100 grams of protein in your diet.
Interesting. That's a good number.
Okay. So around the time that collagen gained so much momentum, we also heard this boom around bone broth. So what is the difference between bone broth and collagen?
It's all to do with the size of the molecule. The collagen molecule is huge. It's a big, long, fibrous chain of amino acids. So it's a very long molecule that's too big for us to digest. So in order to digest it, we need to break it down. And that's why people cook bones and make bone broth. So they're rendering down the proteins and making it more absorbable and more digestible. So if we take bone broth and gelatin and break it down even further, you may have seen the term hydrolyzed. It simply means we're digesting it further down into small peptides, little short chains of amino acids, so that we can absorb those very readily. So we make it much more bioactive, so we can take it up and absorb it to build these important tissues we've been talking about. So peptides, collagen peptides are super important for building collagen. They're the preferred form over gelatin and bone broth.
So a simple way to look at this, correct me if I'm wrong, is that hydrolyzed collagen peptides, it basically means it's a more available source
yes.
of amino acids. It's been pre-digested so that yes. it's easier for our body to utilize the amino acids.
Yes, yes.
Okay, great, great. So speaking of amino acids, I hear a lot about this term called the big three. What are the big three and why are they important when you are looking for a collagen?
Yes, if you look on the label of collagen supplement, you'll see an amino acid profile. All good quality products will have an amino acid profile, and you can see the amino acids there. And what you'll notice is there are three that stand out in their amounts that are larger than the others. There's glycine, hydroxyproline, and proline. And these are the three major building blocks for collagen. So that's one of the main reasons why we want to consume the collagen, is to get these three very important amino acids, which are the building blocks to make collagen. And that's what we need to help rebuild our tissues and our skin and all the different things that we take it for rebuilding.
So what is type 1 and type 2 collagen? I've heard different types of collagen. What are they and what's the difference?
Well, actually, there's 16 different types of collagen, but what's really important are the main three types, and obviously they're called collagen type 1, 2, and 3, and they make up about 90% of that collagen in our body. And usually in the body, type 1 is found with type 3, so you tend to see supplements that are type 1 and type 3 collagen. But type 1 is probably the most important, and type 3 is also found in skin and muscles and blood vessels as well.
Okay, okay. Collagen's such a popular supplement right now, and I've seen so many different brands coming out with a collagen. What are we looking for when we're trying to choose a collagen supplement?
You know, speaking for Garden of Life, the big issue is clean and traceability. So for us, we had to go where there was a closed farming system where we knew the standards were very strict. And we've gone to Europe to do that because there's closed farming, no GMO, and so there's much more control and regulation around the herds and everything. So what we're looking for is grass-fed. And I know we've talked about this many occasions before. It's been said that you are what you eat eats. And I know you and I have talked about that is super important. We need to know what the cows are eating. And were they fed GMO corn and soy and a bunch of garbage? Or were they fed, you know, good, wholesome, clean grass, non-GMO, no herbicides, no pesticides, all of that. So we know this is grass-fed and there are third-party certifications to validate that. So among our collagens, you're going to see the iGen certification, which is a certification to make sure there's no genetically modified ingredients fed there to the cows. And then we've also got another certification, which is really important, the paleo certification. And I know you were particularly excited to see that on there.
Yes, I love this certification. The paleo third-party certification verifies that these animals spend a minimum amount of days on pastures per year. So this guarantees that these animals are grass-fed, and that's a third-party audit, and that's really important when you're looking for a high-quality collagen.
So in conclusion, who can benefit by taking collagen? And I think the answer to that is really anybody over the age of 25, because our body is pretty good at making collagen and building collagen from the protein in our diet up until the age of 25. And somewhere between 25 and 30, our ability to do that slows down. So that's when we want to start helping our body out by adding some collagen to our diet. So whether you're 25 or 85, collagen will benefit, whether you're looking to have healthy digestion, whether you're looking to have healthy joints, whether it's for your eyes, your skin. Primarily, mostly women are going to take it for their skin, but anyone who exercises and works out will feel the benefits of taking collagen. Anyone who's had any gut issues is certainly going to benefit from collagen. So this is Dawn Jarvis thanking you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast on collagen. Thank you, Ryan, for joining us today. We wish you extraordinary health. Thank you for listening. Hope you found this information helpful. This is Dawn Jarvis wishing you extraordinary health. Goodbye until next time.